Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Center approves setting up of semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the decision will boost growth and innovation. 31 Maoists killed in an anti-Naxal operation on Karagutta Hills along Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. Home Minister Amit Shah calls it a historic success. Ukrainian and Russian delegations to meet in Turkey tomorrow for direct peace talks. In Somalia, at least 17 people killed in flash floods following torrential rains. And Delhi wraps up Khelo India Youth Games with outstanding gymnastics performances. And now the news in detail. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with a joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
के टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बनके निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा अच्छा प्लांट है बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कंप्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का
The minister said 5 semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction and with this 6th unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products.
अब तक 270 यूनिवर्सिटीज एंड 70 स्टार्टअप्स में वर्ल्ड के लेटेस्ट जो सेमीकंडक्टर डिजाइन की टेक्नोलॉजीज होती है वो सब वहां पे हैंड्स ऑन ट्रेनिंग के लिए दी गई है और अब तो एक और स्टेप लिया माइक्रो कंट्रोलर और उसका पूरा बॉक्स का एक किट बना के नाउ दैट विल बी गिवन टू ऑल द यूनिवर्सिटीज सो दैट स्टूडेंट्स कैन एक्चुअली मेक न्यू प्रोडक्ट्स अपने आप नए एक्सपेरिमेंट करके नए तरह के प्रोडक्ट बना सके स्टूडेंट्स वैसा ध्यान में रखा गया है और ये जो सेमीकंडक्टर की ट्रेनिंग एकेडमिक institutions mein hui uska result ab dikhne laga hai
Replying to a query on Operation Sindoor, Mr. Vaishnaw said the operation is an important example of India's identity, the formidable role of armed forces and the decisive leadership.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर भारत की एक अस्मिता भारत के हमारे आर्म्ड फोर्सेस का जो रोल रहा है और जो एक डिसाइसिव लीडरशिप रही है और एक जो नई डॉक्ट्रिन बनी है उसका एक बहुत बड़ा एग्जांपल है वाकई ये देश के लिए एक सराहनीय चीज
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today's cabinet decision regarding the establishment of a semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh will boost growth and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will create innumerable opportunities for the youth as well. He said India's strides in the world of semiconductors continue. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur today, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, Chhattisgarh Director General of Police Arun Dev Gautam, and Bijapur Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that this operation lasted for about 21 days on Karagutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. We have more from our correspondent.
A total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to May 11 this year. During this period, 35 weapons, including self-loading rifles, semi-automatic weapons and 450 IEDs were recovered. Apart from this, 214 bunkers and hideouts of Maoists were destroyed and about 12,000 kilograms of ration was also recovered. Out of the Maoists killed in this operation, 28 Maoists have been identified so far. A reward of 1 crore 72 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the security forces have eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in a massive operation against Naxalism conducted on Karagattu Hills KGH on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. In a social media post, Mr. Shah termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India Naxal-free by 31st of March next year. In a significant nationwide outreach effort, a Tiranga Yatra is being held in various parts of the country to honour the courage and sacrifice of Indian Armed Forces following the successful Operation Sindoor in response to the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The 11-day-long campaign, which was launched by BJP yesterday, aims to instill a sense of national pride and unity among citizens. In Ladakh, the success of Operation Sindoor was celebrated with a Tiranga Yatra in Leh City today. The rally launched by BJP Ladakh was joined by large crowd of citizens chanting slogans and carrying placards and the tricolour. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, during the Tiranga Shaurya Yatra in Lucknow, slammed Pakistan for supporting terrorism and declared that terrorism will ultimately consume it.
Pakistan ke dwara ki gayi himakat ko Bharat ke bahadur jawanon ne, chahe woh Vayu Sena rahi ho, Thal Sena rahi ho, ya Nau Sena rahi ho, in sabhi jawanon ne जिस मजबूती के साथ उसका जवाब दिया, दुनिया को संदेश भी दिया कि हम छेड़ेंगे नहीं, लेकिन कोई छेड़ेगा तो फिर उसको छोड़ेंगे भी नहीं.
In Maharashtra, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, along with veteran soldiers, flagged off a grand Tiranga Yatra in Mumbai to honour the Indian Armed Forces. Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, amid patriotic chants, led a grand Tiranga rally in Thane to honour the Indian Armed Forces. In Tamil Nadu, Traders Association in Thiruvannamalai district organized a rally to celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor in the fight against terrorism. In Bihar, the Tiranga Yatra led by Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and BJP State President Dr. Dilip Kumar Jaiswal was joined by large crowds from different political parties, social organizations and common men. Operation Sindoor marked a powerful shift in how India deals with terrorism. This was not just another military move. It was a clear message to the world that India will not stay silent in the face of cross-border attacks. Renowned international analyst Tom Cooper characterized India's air campaign during Operation Sindoor as a clear-cut victory. He noted that Pakistan's inability to mount a credible response underscored the effectiveness of India's strategy, lauding India's approach as a demonstration of strategic restraint and assertiveness. Chair of the Urban Warfare Studies at the Modern War Institute, John Spencer, highlighted that Operation Sindoor redefined India's red lines, treating terror attacks from Pakistani territory as acts of war. Member of the International Press Association, Jennifer Zeng, in her article titled Beg for a Ceasefire, stated that India carried out a series of precise and powerful strikes that destroyed Pakistan's terror camps, air defense systems, and key military bases. Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey İnönü University. In a social media post, JNU said that the decision was taken in view of national security considerations. Under the MOU, there were plans for faculty and student exchange programs, among other initiatives. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Union Minister for Development of the Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, today highlighted the transformative journey of the 8 states of the Northeastern Region. Addressing the curtain raiser event of the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Sindhya said that the summit will be held on the 23rd and 24th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He underscored that this summit will showcase the potential for investments and trade in the Northeastern Region.
Multiple sessions that we are going to have on the 23rd and the 24th. This will bring together industrialists, diplomats, foreign companies, domestic companies, put together on a vibrant platform that will be buzzing with activity, exploring multiple opportunities from agriculture, artificial intelligence, from tourism to textile, and from healthcare to heritage.
Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to meet at Istanbul in Turkey tomorrow for talks on ending the war after Moscow proposed staging direct negotiations. Talking to reporters today, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the Russian delegation will be waiting for the Ukrainian delegation in Istanbul tomorrow. However, Kremlin has declined to say who would be part of this delegation and whether President Putin will attend the meeting. Mr. Peskov said the names of the officials representing Moscow will be announced later. U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly planning to send his senior envoys Steve Witkoff and Keith Kellogg to Turkey to attend the potential talks between Moscow and Kyiv. In Somalia, at least 17 people have been killed and more than 84,000 others displaced due to flash floods following torrential rains across the country since mid-April. A UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said an assessment conducted by disaster management officials has revealed extensive damage to infrastructure and an urgent need for assistance to affected people. The UN agency said the Somali government has formed a committee that includes federal ministers and regional officials to respond to the flooding crisis. In Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar, after Maharashtra, the athletes from Haryana have also displayed a tremendous performance. Maharashtra holds the first position with 141 medals, including 54 gold and 43 silver. Haryana has seized the second position by winning a good number of medals in wrestling, boxing and athletics today. Haryana is in the second place with 96 medals, including 30 gold and 23 silver, while Rajasthan has moved up to the third position in the medals tally with 52 medals, including 22 gold and 10 silver. Today in the football final held at the Yamuna Bhagat Stadium in Begusarai, the boys from Jharkhand defeated Odisha in a closely contested match. In the road cycling competitions organized in Patna, Rajasthan emerged as the overall champion, winning 2 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze medal. In the same event, Maharashtra secured 1 gold and 2 silver medals, earning the distinction of becoming the overall champion in the girls' road cycling category.
Athletes from Manipur dominated the various events of martial art Thangta. Manipur showcased its supremacy in these games by winning 7 medals, including 3 gold in both the boys and girls categories. In boxing, Samuel Jadang won a gold medal in the 70 kg weight category, opening the account of his state Mizoram. In boxing, Haryana won a total of 9 gold medals, including 7 gold in boys category. Bihar significantly improved its position in the Khelo India Youth Games medal tally by winning 2 gold medals in martial art Thang Ta and 1 gold medal in steeplechase. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The New Delhi's part of Khelo India Youth Games concluded today with the finals of gymnastics held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. This year, New Delhi hosted the shooting, cycling and gymnastic events, while the remaining competitions took place in Bihar. On the final day of the gymnastics events, Harshit D from Uttar Pradesh and Telangana's Nishika Agrawal stood out as the top performers. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Gymnastic Competition Director Gurdayal Singh Bawa said that Khelo India is a flagship program that identifies and supports young athletes in achieving their dreams.
देश में देखिए गवर्नमेंट जो है बहुत इनिशिएटिव ले रही है 2018 में शुरू किया खेलो इंडिया ये सातवां वर्षन है खेलो इंडिया का हर साल खेलो इंडिया होती है जो बच्चे जीतते हैं इवन द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स गिव देम लॉट ऑफ प्राइज मनी फाइनेंशियल इनिशिएटिव बहुत है बच्चों के लिए स्पेशली जिमनास्टिक में हमें ये चाहिए था कॉम्पिटिशन क्योंकि बच्चों को बहुत कम कॉम्पिटिशन मिलते थे दिस इज वन कॉम्पिटिशन वी हैव एडेड इन आवर नेशनल कैलेंडर.
Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Uber India, Etsy and Flag Company and the Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Center approves setting up of semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the decision will boost growth and innovation. 31 Maoists killed in an anti-Naxal operation on Karaguta Hills along Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. Home Minister Amit Shah calls it a historic success. Ukrainian and Russian delegations to meet in Turkey tomorrow for direct peace talks. In Somalia, at least 17 people killed in flash floods following torrential rains. And Delhi wraps up Khelo India Youth Games with outstanding gymnastic performances. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.